I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to Eat the Yoga. Well, tonight's program is going to be jam-packed with information. You're going to want to probably take notes or check out the archives of this show. We're going to be covering the understanding of the real root cause of disease, as well as how to heal, be your own doctor, and it's going to be some amazing information presented. Hope you're interested in these subjects. And but before we get into all of that, we're going to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition. Always sets the tone for the rest of the show. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers, and he was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And I'd like to invite everyone to contact me with regards to any questions you have concerning anything presented on ET Yoga. And I will get back to you to the best of my ability. And I appreciate also hearing about suggestions for program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear about on and utilize through this program. And you can contact me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And now I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now, after having said that, I'd like to also mention that, if you're a new listener especially, that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability. And in coming up with the kind of the ideas for tonight's program, they're all based on some single quotes that I kind of picked up in between shows. One of those is that a belief is nothing more than an idea to which the individual has given a great emotional charge. That everything is mind and always has been mind. We are all connected to the degree that there are no fixed or solid barriers or limits that demarcate where one person ends and another begins. That your body, ego, I, and its solidity is only an illusion based on agreements. These quotes basically come from the Pleiadians, 5D Pleiadians from Taygeta in the Pleiades. That reality can only be relative to one point of view. And when the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist. So that was the basis for tonight's program, kind of thinking about those quotes. And then came to mind that I'll start by getting at the basis of everything, which is the root cause of disease. And by the way, the root cause of disease is a free download with no strings attached. I won't be following up, emailing you to bug you about buying products from ET Yoga or anything like that. It's a free download. It's been at my website now for 15 years. The website is etyoga.com. And the root cause of disease is something that basically mainstream medical science doesn't want anything to do with because they're about making money primarily. And – they're not looking really for the cause of disease, because if they cured you, then they'd be out of money. What they, even when they look to, for cures and things, they're looking for long-term care. They want to keep the money flowing in. And they're interested in dealing with symptoms. And to understand, basically, the root cause of disease, there are 9 fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the root cause. First, the universe was created with unconditional love. This frequency is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. Second, your experience in 3D dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions and emotions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. Third, you are 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you are to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. Because you created it, you have the power to fix it. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Fifth, thought creates. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment based upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Seventh, when you run energy through positive beliefs which are in alignment with your higher self, the result are positive emotions like love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. When you run energy through negative beliefs which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. Eighth, when you incarnate in this dimension, you have 4 tasks. Function in 3D, become aware that thoughts take time to manifest, become aware of your illusion, and become one with your higher self. Illusion is all based in fear. There's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love, and all fear is based on false judgment that is either self-judgment, like guilt and shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty, or coming into your power, cross-connects with healing disease. This is because disease cannot exist without judgment. This judgment is going to come up a lot in tonight's program. And when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. When the earth descends into the next dimension, disease will not exist, as I mentioned before. Ninth, acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It is beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is because whatever is happening enables us to grow. This moves us into the energy of love, trust, and peace. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within holding to an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed form, creating an environment of individual discordance in a subconscious level over a period of time. Denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. This information is consistent with the extraterrestrial information concerning the fact that thought creates and that all disease is created through dysfunctional emotions. And I think it's important to know that all of dis-ease exists first in your emotional body, in your auric field, and then manifests in the physical body. And that will be reiterated in a number of ways on tonight's program. And further proof of this, actually, is the fact that modern science has now figured out that the universe flashes in and out of existence. And when it flashes in and out of existence, your physical body actually isn't even here anymore. It flashes so quickly that it's not visible to the eye, of course. But when we do flash in and out, our body isn't even here. So what's here is our consciousness and our auric field. So the idea here of emotion existing, and by the way, another falsehood that's out there in science is that your consciousness is in the brain. No, it's not. It's in your auric field. And there was an article, actually, in the Waking Times, and in Waking Times, they make a point that to heal, all that was needed to do was to purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align properly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. And that the first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is an infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. As soon as you start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which returns the projection of your body to its natural state. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrinations, disrupts this flow, which, if left unhindered, and expresses perfection everywhere. And your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And therefore, you're holding disease and illness, pain, injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our willful control, but the rate at which we age may be also under our control as well. And our ability to heal is directly related to our belief and level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible, so long as we have absolute certainty and knowing that we will be healed. And that's from Waking Times, which perfectly coincides with what I mentioned about the emotional cause of source of disease. Now, there was also an Atlara from Atlantis who incarnated in this time frame called Vogel. And Vogel knew that the real origin of illness is in the etheric body. Although the body or emotions sustain trauma, the etheric body holds the memory of physical or emotional injury, and it can become stagnant, distorted, or stuck. The result of this unstable or blocked energy is illness. He discovered that crystals are the common thread in healing that ties together energy, illness, and problems in the etheric body. Whenever light from the higher realms comes into a person's body, the light gets refracted If the etheric body is not stable, this can cause illness. The Vogel cut crystals gives the user immediate access to the etheric body and stabilizes it, allowing light from the higher realms to enter, also a matrix or template of perfection already exists inside the etheric body. Even when there is physical or emotional trauma, the matrix still exists and can be brought back to optimum conditions by the use of Vogel cut crystals. The actual technique used by the Vogel practitioner is simple but intense. The first key is the clear intention of sending only healing and love to the one being healed. In addition, when learning to do healing, the practitioner develops the ability to clear his or her mind and intentions, as well as raise their state of consciousness. A practitioner can meditate with a wand over the thymus, sometimes called the seat of the soul, located in the middle of the chest above the heart. The crystal will help train the user's ability to concentrate, stay conscious of thoughts and feelings, align inner energy, focus intention, and prepare to bring the best possible healing to the one being healed. The person doing the treatment with a Vogel cut crystal directs the crystal in an amplified field up and down the person's body until the charge is at maximum. The individual being treated visualizes the area to be treated and goes to the cause of his or her discomfort, imaging that it will be released with a pulse of breath. And this breaks up and clears patterns of trauma that have been stored in bone, in organs, or tissues. So again, what we're talking about here is Vogel cut crystals. Now, unfortunately, the only downside of Vogel cut crystals is that they're very expensive. Very expensive. Amazing technology. And crystal technology is definitely, you know, coming about more and more. And in my way of thinking, okay, when we're talking about healing now, you know, if we've established that, like, disease is in the auric field first, in the etheric body, that then manifests in the physical body. To my way of thinking, there's three kinds of healing. Number one, you heal yourself. Number two, somebody else heals you. Number three, a technique or a substance heals you. And for the most part, likely, except for healing yourself, in the other methods, the problem's going to reoccur because if the same emotional issues are not solved, the same reasons for the creation of the disease will probably bring it back again. And so we're going to talk about three different types of healing: healing yourself, others healing you, and techniques and substances that heal. And I might add that Amara Kuan Yin, the late Amara Kuan Yin, actually quoted in the Pleiadian workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, that your Ka template is located on top of your head at the back of and slightly behind your crown chakra. It is rectangular in shape and encoded with symbols from a sacred language. The symbols closely resemble a combination of Egyptian hieroglyphics and ancient Aramaic. As the Ka energies enter your aura from your fourth dimensional self, they are first received into your Ka template, passing over and through the encoding that delineates your soul's and body's blueprint for the use of your Ka in this lifetime. If you have a goal to ascend, that goal is encoded on your template and is activated as your template is cleared and opened. Likewise, if your being has chosen to experience physical death through cancer or any other disease, that information is also encoded on your Ka template. The Pleiadians never interfere with your chosen goals, but they will work with you to obtain whatever is in your highest good. You may have planned prior to your birth in this lifetime to take on genetic illness and limitation for the purpose of transmuting and transcending it. This too is shown on your template, and the transmutation and transcendental processes are accelerated when your Ka template is cleared and activated. When your Ka template is initially cleared and activated, the Ka energies will flow from your template to your pineal gland in the center of your head. Your pineal gland distributes light throughout your body and tells your brain how to run your body systems, mind, emotions, and physical movements. It also regulates the flow of light and energy to the meridian systems through your Ka channels and is vital to your spiritual awakening and enlightenment. So I think it's important to be aware of that information. And as well, by the way, Dr. Bruce Lipton has a two-hour video out there I suggest everyone check out. It's called, related to belief. And it's the biology or the functioning of belief and how it functions in the body. And it's very consistent with that Pleiadian information, because and something that current medical science doesn't begin to deal with, because current medical science doesn't deal with belief. That's the belief is in quantum physics, not Newtonian physics. That's what modern science or modern medicine is about. Dealing with your car. It has a problem. They deal with the symptom, and that's it. Quantum physics, we deal with the beliefs, and it's the beliefs that determine everything ultimately. So, and I might add that also Dr. Joe Dispenza has. He has been dealing with people that have had a lot of spontaneous remission. And how did they accomplish all that? He deals with actually with a program that deals with this. And he also utilizes meditation, which is very a smart thing to do. A lot of his research has shown that even people that meditate for an hour a day for a solid week, all the negative markers in their system, they drop like a rock. And in his programs, he tries to develop in them a feeling of wholeness and oneness. And clearly the heart produces a magnetic field. And this heart-brain synchronicity is very important. And he also talks about the fact that when, we typically wait for an event to happen to feel an emotion that makes us feel really good. But the idea here is to experience the emotion before it happens outwardly. Because basically the body then thinks it's experiencing the event because it feels the emotion. And basically, if you change your energy, you change your life. And this is part of the findings that he has noticed dealing with people. He notices that unhappy and desperate and stressed is basically living in the past. If 90% of your today is 90% of your tomorrows, there's no room for change to happen in your life. And meditation helps to get you where you want to be. And even living a lifestyle that's consistent with spirituality and helps put you in a state of being where spontaneous remission is even possible. So, and they also noticed apparently that through the meditation techniques that your blood changes. And it actually creates resistance to even things like virus. So it's really amazing, actually, the technique of meditation and how it affects the entire system. And I think it's worth your while to check out Dr. Joe Dispenza. And definitely when it comes to trying to heal yourself, that is one technique. Another technique that I used very effectively was healing with a higher self that was taught by Master Kathumi. And basically, it's fairly simple. Basically, you offer up all your anger, your guilt, and shame, and you offer all that up to your higher self. And then the area of affliction, you visualize as a kind of a red dot. And you visualize electromagnetic blue energy circulating in an anti-clockwise manner. You do that for about a half an hour a day for 11 days, and it worked for me. In fact, when it comes to healing methods, in my opinion, they're kind of like mantras. Somebody says, what's the highest mantra? What's the best technique you can do? Well, for me, it's like, who am I technique? But for others, it might be something else. The one you believe in is the one that works the best, because basically all techniques are nothing more than permission slips. You know, allows you the permission that allows you the belief to achieve the goal that you're talking about. I'd like to also mention a technique that is good for healing, which is sun gazing. Now, I'm up to 34 minutes in the practice. I suggest you check out Hira Ratan Manik, who's, to me, gives the best information about how to do sun gazing safely. And it's talked about that one of the byproducts is that between the 30 and 45 minute mark, which is the maximum that you do, that all disease disappears from the body. And it only makes sense because you're getting light that comes through the eyes that goes to all the organs in the body and heals. So amazing technique, sun gazing. Egyptian healing rods are also very effective because they clear the auric fields. And you can see Kirlian photography of people who use Egyptian healing rods before and after holding them just for 10 minutes, sick people and healthy people. And your auric field lights up like a Christmas tree. And these were used by the pharaohs and the inner circle only back in Egypt, discovered by the Russians. I might also add that monoatomic elements, which is called white powder gold, of course, that's that heals anything. There's a substance that heals anything for stage four cancer. You can go look that up, Barry Carter. You can look up Hudson, the guy that rediscovered white powder gold, David Hudson, and read his story. It's amazing. Very tough to get a hold of the real stuff, but amazing. In fact, the Anunnaki, that's when they messed with our DNA and basically created the current version of humanity. One of the things they did was keep a secret. They really wanted us to mine this stuff, mine gold, because you melt down gold, you get the white powder gold. And they didn't want us to really know about that because why? Well, I'll tell you why. What did they want the white powder gold for? It creates longevity in them. These beings that are been in control of us are live for thousands and thousands of years, and that's why. Another amazing technique that's out there is the QHHT, or quantum healing hypnosis technique. And during a QHHT session, clients are guided through a gentle series of hypnosis instructions in a deep theta brainwave state of trance. And from that state, the clients establish a clear channel to the subconscious mind for healing, wisdom, and insight. Through past life regression and conversation with the higher self, each person experiencing a QHHT HT session receives unique guidance and resolution for the questions and patterns appearing in their lives. Clients leave their sessions with a profound understanding of the who they really are and a connection with their life purpose. I might add that in the book, it's actually the Palladian workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, which I mentioned previously. There is also a chakra merging with your higher self, a very advanced technique, and one of the highest bits of information you may ever come across, because ultimately all healing rests with the higher self, you know, and even whether you're going to be healed or not, ultimately is determined by your higher self. There's also apparently Kasumi's seventh dimensional Blu-ray healing that's supposedly out there. Now, I'm a little skeptical of that one just because I heard them mention stuff about Ashtar Command in there when on the original announcement. And as far as I'm on the same page with the Palladians talking about anything to do with Ashtar Command is garbage. But I think there's definitely validity in the fact that there are Blu-ray beings and they're healers. And I suggest you check out the video on YouTube, 10 Signs You're a Blu-ray Being, and also Are You a Blu-ray Soul by Dolores Cannon. And these are interesting people, that these Blu-rays, and to make them more effective, they need to basically connect more to their Earth Star Chakra and their Soul Star Chakras. And there's also a website, www.blurayhealers.com, if you want to try and connect there and find out more about that. And also, if there is some truth in this Blu-ray transmission, it's supposed to be a faster way to release negative blockages. And by the way, it's blockages, which basically transform into disease. And I suggest you check out Dr. Ming Tong Gu. He was a practitioner at a Qigong hospital in Qigong, China, where three practitioners made an inoperable tumor from a woman from the West disappear in 3 minutes. And that's a Greg Braden video, by the way. It's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, which gives proof to these ideas that, yes, not only spontaneous remission can occur, but healing can occur. Something that Western science views as a miracle, but it's more of a technology than a miracle in the right hands. I might also add that the Andara crystals are something else that you can work with. It's one of the best tools to clear the star chakras, working with 5D Andara crystals. And the monatomic elements in Andara crystals are quantum superconductors of etheric energy with a null magnetic field repelling both north and south negative poles. And the Palladians use Palladian crystal technology as healing devices. And Andara crystal is a multidimensional portal. And you can hold in your hand that communicates between all other dimensions, chakras, states of being, and realities and worlds. And Andara is the most powerful amplification of consciousness. And in the universe. And since you're already creating your own reality, this is the main ascension tool you'll need to manifest not only a personal life of dreams, but also a better world for all of humanity on the planet. It's absolutely incredible. It amplifies thought, maybe even up to 1,000 times. And there's a like consciousness in these crystals, a very super high consciousness. And actually, there have been people reporting that if you take pictures of these Andaras from certain angles, you can actually see the shape of the being inside. I mean, this is something. They're also very consistent with 5D energy. I always have an Andara like in my pocket, just, you know, carry it around with me. And I might add that one of the biggest problems right now is people just finding a technique to believe in. And definitely, there was a story a few years ago about a child that was born with AIDS. And at the age 5, there was no trace of it, and they couldn't figure out why. They started checking the DNA and everything, and what they found was he had 24 codons turned on that the normal people don't, and they tested him with all kinds of things. He's virtually immune to disease, period. And Greg Braden and Dronvala Melchizedek said that the consciousness of unity was important in this person. Obviously, they think he even had 3 strands of DNA. And it's important to do your best to be aligned with unconditional love and get out of judgment. And then your DNA will also be reflective. So here we go again with the whole idea of developing a wholeness or a consciousness of judgment. Because number one is, if you don't see anything as separate, and the second part is being centered in the heart to be loving, and the third thing is to step out of polarity, to no longer judge the world. As long as we're judging the world as good or bad, then we're inside polarity and remain in the fallen state. And that is the whole thing that connects back with judgment. You can't have disease without judgment. So we're talking about, you know, amazing states of consciousness that aren't, you know, unreachable. And this is important. I might also share with you some information from Enoch Tan about giving a treatment. This is where he's doing the healing. In giving a treatment, you talk about somebody else. A treatment begins and ends with the thought of the one giving it. The practitioner must do the whole work within himself. He must know the truth. And as he does that, he sets in motion the law of mind. And a thing which is known by any part of the universal whole is known by the whole. When you know in one place, you know everywhere. When you give a treatment, you do not send out a thought. You simply know it within you. When you know it within yourself, your thought operates in the subconscious of another, no matter where that person may be. There's no such thing as an absent treatment as a owes to a present treatment. The mental conviction and connection is non-local. In mental treatment, the practitioner deals with thoughts and does not treat bodies or conditions. He never manipulates nor needs to lay his hands on his patients. He does not hypnotize them. He does not care where they are, when he is treating them, or what they are doing, for this would be a limited concept. The practitioner's work begins and ends within his own consciousness. We do not argue to make principle work, but to convince our own thought that it already is operating. If you desire to help someone destroy some form of lack, limitation, or error, the correct method is not to think of the person whom you wish to help. The intention to help them is entirely sufficient, as this puts you in mental touch with the person. Then drive out of your mind any belief of lack, limitation, disease, anger, difficulty, or whatever the trouble might be about the person's situation. As soon as you have succeeded in doing this, the result will have been accomplished and the person will be free. If one wishes to treat a patient, he must first treat himself. As he treats himself, that is, as he treats his own mentality, he reaches the mentality of his patient. The practitioner cannot erase the thought in the patient's mentality until he has first neutralized the idea in his own thought. The practitioner does not try to build a thought or send out a thought. He simply tries to convince himself of the perfection of his patient. Never say, "Here's a patient whom I must heal," for if you see them from this angle, how are you going to heal them? If you see a sick man, he will remain sick, as far as you're concerned. You cannot heal while you see sickness. In treating, turn entirely away from the condition. Disease and limitation are neither person, place, nor thing. They are simply images of thought. Turn entirely from the condition or the limited situation to its opposite, that is, to the realization of health, happiness, or harmony. Let's suppose that Sarah is sick, and Michael is a practitioner of mental science. She comes to him saying, "I am sick." He understands that mind is all, but she does not understand this. She feels that she is sick. But he knows that all sickness is mental. He does not try to heal a thought over her or to hold the thought over her, nor does he try to suggest anything to her that is not mental treatment. He simply decides the truth about her. He speaks her name and says, "This word is for her. She is perfect. She is well." In other words, he contradicts what appears to be and declares the truth about her. What happens? A law is being enacted on the subconscious side of life. Her word, operative through the universal sea of mind in which both lives, sets in motion a law which manifests through the body as a healing. Sarah thinks a miracle has been performed. She exclaims, "I'm healed. I did not have a bit of faith, but so-and-so healed me." Well, no miracle has been performed. We use the law which all may use if they will. Suppose Sarah were perfectly well but wanted a position. What would the treatment be? It'd be the same. The practitioner would state in mind what should be done for Sarah. There's only one law, mental law. Law is mind in action. Sarah could demonstrate just as well this for herself if she understood it, but she must first see it demonstrated to realize it. This is the state of mind and of most people who come for healing. They do not know what ails them. They think their condition is due to some external cause. Nevertheless, they are healed and exclaim, "This is a miraculous thing, though I do not understand what it is all about." After they become superstitious about it, as people do about things they do not understand, but once they understand the law, healing is no longer a mystery. The method of realization is one whereby the practitioner realizes within himself the perfect state of another. It is primarily a spiritual and meditative process of contemplating the perfect man, and if the embodiment of the idea is really made, it will at once produce a healing. Treatment is for the purpose of inducing an inner realization of perfection in the mentality of the practitioner, which inner realization acting through the mind operates in the other person. And that's the Enoch Kahn method of healing. I want to share with you now quickly for those especially that are being afflicted by this current destruction of your immune system through the jabs that are basically the mRNA type and the boosters that, the late Dr. Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner, the discoverer of AIDS, noted that everybody, if they went for a blood test, they're going to find out that they've got AIDS. And probably it's going to be very destructive, because how long can you last without an immune system? And so this is something that's still pushed by the medical system, by the way. And the shame associated with that. And them. And here's the only idea I've ever heard of, because there's Dr. Tenpenny, who I admire as a doctor, telling the truth, although there's so much suppression going on that it's hard to even find the truth these days in America, especially on this subject. But the fact is, she says that we don't have any tools to deal with this. So the fact is, there is no doctors out there that can do snot for you at all. So if you need to get involved with some kind of healing thing, something you believe in, here's a technique from Adranus from Sirius that might just work, especially if you believe in it. And the idea here is that you make a connection with one cell in your body. and you make that total connection, you spend about 5 minutes making an emotional connection with one cell in your body, and then you intend that that cell eliminates all toxicity from it, that it eliminates all toxicity. Then the idea is you expand that concept, and then you make a global body statement that now I intend all cells in my body eliminate toxicity. And the idea, according to Adranus, is to do that technique for 5 minutes a day, every day for 30 days, and see how things are. Anyway, it's the only idea I have to share, unfortunately, with healing, because even the 5D Palladians say that who have the med beds, advanced med beds, cannot fix these people. It's irreversible. Damage has been done to them because the med bed technology, you need one healthy cell to replicate. And what happens when you take these jabs, every cell in your body is changed. So there are no, there's no original cell. This is a total disaster, and actually part of a genocide of humanity in its planning. I'd like to now, in closing, share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of